The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point and Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, another very, very interesting decision by Donald Trump to get rid of his Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. We mentioned it to you earlier in the morning. Harley Carnes is with us. The numbers that have gone out of the original White House staff are growing by the day, Harley.
Well, they are, and it's interesting that Trump has said he likes the turmoil. He likes keeping things shaken up. He says people will come and people will go. But this one does have a lot of people shaking their heads a little bit and certainly scratching their heads because Rex Tillerson, I think, was well-respected and most people thought was doing a pretty good job. Nonetheless, the president told reporters that he and Tillerson just didn't think the same, that they disagreed on too many issues. Different mindset is the way he put it. And so, you know, while we understand that Tillerson learned about it on Twitter, and it was a surprise to him, he was very gracious on his way out. He said, or his undersecretary released a statement saying that he established and enjoyed relationships with his counterparts. He'll miss his colleagues at the Department of State, enjoyed working together with the Department of Defense in an uncommonly robust relationship. And he wished the new Secretary of State to come, the former CIA director, Mike Pompeo, well. So it's going to be smooth, if nothing else. And at the same time now, I think it's interesting, a woman is being named the new head of the CIA to take Pompeo's job, Gina Haspel. She's a real deal, longtime undercover CIA agent. She had removed a number two and is widely respected. She knows the end of the CIA inside and out, that's for sure.
Timing's not great, is it, when you consider that this time last week we were learning that the North Koreans had offered to meet with Donald Trump, and Donald Trump has said, yep, I'm happy to meet with North Korea and talk about their nuclear ambitions and how we can shut those down. Not a great time to lose your Secretary of State, even if Tillerson does say that he'll work until the end of March.
Well, that's true. And I think the other side of that is that Tillerson may have been surprised by that diplomatic entree by Trump. The word was that, you know, he exactly think it was the right thing to do at this time and was surprised that Trump sort of went around him to make the deal to have the negotiation, to have the meeting. And so, you know, that's the sort of thing that'll lead to your departure, no doubt.
Hillary Clinton, she's still making excuses to why she lost the election.
Yeah, I think it's a stupendous list. She, you know, has been visiting in India and has just blamed white men. She says they put pressure on white women. That's the reason that 52% of white women in America voted for Trump instead of her. She called it endemic misogyny in America. That's also an indication she thinks women would have a man tell them who to vote for these days.
Yep, nothing that surprises me to come out of Hillary Clinton's mouth. And as I've said a couple of times this morning, I think the old white guys are an endangered species. We'll hang in there. Thank you, Harley. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Harley Carnes there. That has been the shock this morning, the Tillerson decision that he was going to leave, or Donald Trump was going to suggest he leaves. And it couldn't come at a worse time when you consider that they're about to enter into some sort of negotiations with North Korea.